This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, nearly a dozen Barbadians at the USAID office in Barbados may be out of work as President Trump seems intent to close the agency. Prime Minister Motley condemns fake Vizio, falsely claiming $30,000 monthly income opportunity. Government serves notice to possible disruption as extensive road repairs commence. Residents of President Kennedy Drive call for road traffic control systems in the area following a serious accident involving a schoolboy. The government aims to expand inclusive education in schools across the island. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Nearly a dozen Barbadians might be out of work after U.S. President Donald Trump signaled his intention to abolish United States Agency for International Development, USAID, offices worldwide. President Trump yesterday alerted employees at the Washington head office to stay out of the agency, with yellow police tape and officers blocking the agency's lobby after billionaire Elon Musk announced that President Trump had agreed with him to shut the agency. In addition to the Barbadians, there are five American officers. A source told Starcom Network News there is great anxiety among staff, with some members already seeking alternative employment. Meantime, President Trump told CNN why he wants to shut down USAID.
It's been run by a bunch of radical lunatics, and we're getting them out. USAID, run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out, and then we'll make a decision.
U.S. President Donald Trump. Meantime, Elon Musk explained why he has advised President Trump to shut down the organization worldwide.
As we dug into USAID, it became apparent that what we have here is not an apple with a worm in it, but we have actually just a ball of worms. And so at the point at which you don't merely, like, if you've got an apple and it's got a worm in it, maybe you can take the worm out. But if you've got actually just a ball of worms, it's hopeless. And USAID is a ball of worms. Mm-hmm. There is no apple. And when there is no apple, you've just got to basically get rid of the whole thing.
Elon Musk. In the U.S., Democratic lawmakers said at a press conference outside USAID offices in Washington that closing it was illegal and unconstitutional. A fraudulent video circulating online is falsely using AI-generated voice and deepfake technology to claim that Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley is offering individuals a chance to earn $30,000 per month. Ms. Motley has denounced the video as a complete fabrication and warned the public against the scam. The video, which appears to convincingly mimic the Prime Minister's voice and image, promotes a purported financial scheme that she does not endorse. The video highlights the increasing challenge of online scams involving AI-generated voice cloning and fake videos. Ms. Motley stressed that she's taking the matter extremely seriously and will pursue all available avenues to hold the perpetrators accountable. Government has served notice of heightened construction activity and some disruption as extensive road repairs commence. Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, was providing an update as this latest round of road repairs commenced yesterday.
We are still playing catch up in terms of the amount of work that is required to reconstruct and to rehabilitate our roads. But what the ministry has determined is that once we assess the roads, we start to prioritize the category into which those roads are placed. And then we are able systematically to be able to assign those works to contractors to be able to have the volume of road rehabilitation taking place over the next few months. So again, heightened activity over the next few months. Yes, there will be disruption. Yes, there will be diversions, but the end result, as you saw last year with the Mill and Pave program, is that the end result is that Barbadians and certainly all visitors to the island will have a smoother access across the road network of the country.
Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. Residents in New Orleans, St. Michael are set to benefit from a multi-million dollar urban renewal program that would improve the standard of living for the community. Member of Parliament for the city, Corey Lane, said about 50 million Barbados dollars has been allocated to develop urban communities. He spoke with journalists yesterday at 9th Avenue, where a house and two businesses were destroyed by fire.
You will know that the urban renewal is a project that the planning department have. If you're familiar with the Barbados planning department plan that we have, it includes thinning out these particular areas. You know that we would have been talking about the Saudi fund and doing urban renewal. There's some money allocated, about $50 million allocated for urban renewal in phase one. And this area is one to benefit from this particular program. It's something that I am very, very, very personally excited about, because it not only helps us with fires, but it helps lift the standard of living for the people in the area.
He said the community is in dire need of an upgrade.
There's some houses out here that you visit and it always breaks my heart. Always down behind UDC Urban Development Commission to get them repaired. Houses that are not fit for living in. That's the honest to God truth. But at the end of the day, I believe that project is going to help us to lift the actual standard of living for the people in this area. Because a lot of the times people don't have the paperwork. People may know who the house belongs to. They don't know the land belongs to. They pay rent. They don't pay rent.
And they
don't pay a land tax. So they don't have the paperwork. And once they don't have the paperwork, then the state cannot intervene because it becomes a legal issue.
Member of Parliament for the city, Corey Lane. Residents of President Kennedy Drive are calling for road safety signs to be installed to deal with accidents that occur frequently in the area. They made the call after a student of the Westbury Primary was seriously injured after being hit by a car just after 3 p.m. yesterday. A resident told journalists the authorities need to put in appropriate safety mechanisms.
Even if we're going to put a zebra crossing, because everybody that get hit by this corner does not survive. They need to do something about that. And it hurt me because I have a 6-year-old. So if it was my child that was there, I know my child ain't going to be there. Because I don't know where my child is crossing the road by himself. But I mean, come on. They know the children is coming from school, Westbury School. They just come through here. A million children is coming through here. A crossing need to put in. At least some stoplights. To let the drivers know, their children get here on the evening, slow down.
Another resident said at least three people had lost their lives in the same area.
Speed is a concern out here. You can't go across the road. Even when the people see them, tell themselves there's a highway. The people want to stop. Even when my neighbor here go across the road, oh my gosh, she's gone right now. People don't want to stop. We need help. You only had a young man get knocked over here last year. And the scooter, the man can't go waving, not the boy over the pillar. The old man get killed right here, and then a young boy get killed right here in that short space of time. Right, we had three deaths and now the little boy. The cars just can't long here driving too fast. The trucks, the buses hold up a little bit, because one of the buses is still driving fast. The buses hold up at the crap, maybe more settlement and the cars. We need something done up here. This is unfair.
A resident of President Kennedy Drive, St. Michael. As the Alma Paris Academy reopens with a specialized approach to learning, Minister of Education Kay McConnie says the vision extends beyond that facility. The goal is to create an education system where all schools can effectively support students with different abilities. Speaking during a tour of the new Alma Paris facility, Ms. McConnie emphasized that teachers must be equipped to handle diverse classrooms.
And the intention is that while this is a specialized space, and a unique environment for these students, the intention is that across all schools, we will be able to integrate all students in mixed ability classes where all students are able to learn and where we are able to provide the right types of interventions for them. So that we're able to make sure that our teachers are properly equipped to be able to work with them. And that is why we have put such significant investment in the training of teachers to make sure that all schools are able to create the right kind of environment. I believe that over the last 20 months or so, more than 3,000 teachers and school leaders have been trained.
Minister of Education Kay McConnie. Meantime, President of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, Mary Ann Redmond, says while the academy is now better equipped to support students with learning deficits, there's an urgent need for expansion. Recapping the headlines. Nearly a dozen Barbadians at the USAID office in Barbados may be out of work as President Trump seems intent to close the agency. Prime Minister Motley condemns a fake video falsely claiming $30,000 monthly income opportunity. Government serves notice of possible disruption as extensive road repairs commence. Residents of President Kennedy Drive call for road traffic control systems in the area following a serious accident involving a schoolboy, and government aims to expand inclusive education in schools across the island. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.